The Art Show on 90.3 Near FM with myself, Maura Walsh. I'm going to be with you for the next hour. So we're going to, first of all, we're going to have a lovely chat with Bláthain de Burka. Now, I love that name. It's Oscailge, so Captain Gwil made a kind Bjorgani in Oscailge. And Bláthain is, she's a woman on a mission, but she was she's also a presenter herself, and she's been a presenter with us here on Near FM. So I'll be chatting to her. She's a comedian, an actor and a presenter, and she's going to be telling us all about her upcoming show, which is part of this year's Dublin Fringe Festival. It's called Blah, Blah, Blah. Of course, Blah is her own name, Bláthain, which is beautiful, which means little flower, which is absolutely gorgeous, Oscailge. So to kick us off, it's going to be very interesting. She'll tell us about what she's doing, but it's going to be an edgy type show. It's actually going to be a very, very unique contribution to the actual Fringe Festival, because it's going to be kind of a combination of comedy plus, and it's going to be talking about, so now you can Google while you're listening to this piece of music, it's going to be talking about intersectional feminism, intersectionality. As you Google that, we'll talk about the meaning of that when we chat to Bláthain.
Online at near.ie and on air across northeast Dublin, 90.3. This is Near FM.
Bláthain de Burka, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Nervous and excited would be the word, I think.
Wow! Welcome to the Art Show. It's great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
I chose the piece of music around your what seems to be an amazing performance of Blah, 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 and of course you have taken it to many different festivals, but you are an amazing sister yourself. You're a comedian, an actor, a presenter. You're also the creator, host and co-producer of Blah, 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 which is really setting out to be a comedy panel show with a twist, with lots of mysterious and surprising guests. Tell us all about Blah, Blah, Blah.
This will be actually my first time performing this show, but I've been to many festivals myself doing stand-up. So what I wanted to do with this for the Dublin Fringe was kind of, my stand-up tends to be, around feminist themes and around, you know, a little bit of playful misandry and things like that. And so I kind of realised what it looks like with me, kind of a white cis woman who has many privileges to be kind of talking about this stuff without actually doing much about it. And so I was always interested in how people reacted to it and things that they said about my stand-up to me and to other people and so on off stage. And so I just thought it'd be very interesting to invite other people in, people that actually did have experience in the various areas that I care about. So it's kind of mixing two of my the things that are very important to me. So that'd be comedy and feminism, and kind of having a look at that through a lens that I believe that if you look at things through a comedy lens, it makes them easier to protest or to digest, and therefore to protest about and to care about, really, you know, because things can be very big when you look at them through the serious lens that they do deserve. So I just kind of thought, why not bring loads of friends together and kind of have a little party where we're talking about the same serious things that we would talk about at a party in my house, but we're talking about them with the people that actually know about them and are involved with them. So that's the idea.
Yeah, it's a lot. Bláthain, it's a wonderful insight, I suppose. Your topic, really, the main core topic is intersectional feminism, though, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. That's it.
So, for people that don't quite understand that, as I said, that they're probably running to the Google right now, or they want to check out what is intersectionality. What's the easiest way to describe that to listeners?
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to describe. People do, and like, I've been surprised at the amount of people that actually don't realise when I say, you know, people are still getting their heads around, I think, and well, they're starting to really get their heads around the word feminism and what it actually means, and the idea that it's not, you know, that it's not trying to, put women in front of men. It's to be on the same level so that everyone has equality. And so my way of explaining intersectionality within that is that, yeah, it's all well and good, and it's very, very important to make sure that women and men are, and everyone in between, people that don't identify as either, are all on the same playing field. but to kind of recognize that a lot of the time when people are talking about that, they are taking into account mainly white women or mainly middle class women, and a lot of the time they're overlooking people like trans women or women with disabilities or immigrant women or women of color. And so it's kind of to adding intersectionality before the feminism is to recognize that a lot of great work has been done, and a lot of great work has been done in all those areas as well. It's not to say that it hasn't, but it's just to recognize that everyone being equal means everyone being equal. So that's my belief. Nisir Shigosirshanaman Elig is what I would say. So, yeah.
Toshi Shengahun Tuk Blahin, August, yeah, Captain Gobil, Alon, couple of Fuckle are good.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, I was raised through Irish, so I do have it fluently, and I work through Irish as well. I work for an Irish language youth organisation. And so, yeah, and I speak it at home and so on. So, that will be, and we will be definitely discussing the Irish language and things like that. Probably mainly tomorrow, actually, because tomorrow's opening night, and our first topic is identity. So our guests for tomorrow are Philippa Ryder, who is a trans woman, Avoca Reaction, who is a non-binary drag performer, but we do also have Ola Makajumni, I hope I'm saying that right. I'm going to have to ask her when I'm doing this show, with respect. but she is a woman of colour, and she's also an Irish speaker. She's lived in Ireland pretty much her whole life, and I think it is very interesting to kind of bring in the question of language into identity and how it fits in when you're, you know, when you are a woman of colour, when you're not, and with the rest of them and so on. So I am looking forward to that. But we'll be discussing obviously gender politics and gender identity and so on as well. And everything between.
Yeah,
a lot going on.
Yes, I mean, let's not forget, it is feminist comedy, but you're just introducing like a panel of people. You're bringing in experts, activists, characters, and public figures. I mean, it really is going to be all encompassing. It's not it's a twist on the regular one mouthpiece style of stand up.
Yeah, well, you see, my thing is comedy, and, you know, I have no, I love comedy. I love bringing people together and making them laugh. But I'm also really passionate about world issues and things. And I recognize that I don't know everything, and I don't have all the answers. And a lot of the time, I'm not even well educated on things that I'm having to educate other people about. And so I just kind of thought it would be best to bring in the people to do that. And they are wonderful people. Like, I know that they will be funny and that they'll be able to go along with the jokes and so on. And I'll take care of the funny elements, and I'll ask the questions. And it will get serious. Of course it will. You know, and comedy does often get serious. If you think of things like what Nanette did last year, you know, it's just kind of, I think it's just so important to laugh. If we don't laugh, we'll cry, is what I'm always saying. And so I will bring the funny, and the serious, hopefully, will kind of make its way into people's minds through that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. I mean, you're known as somebody who has, you know, very strongly held and well-informed opinions. I know that you are bringing together...
well-formed.
Clearly. Well, it's wonderful that you're giving this really open forum. You're bringing all of these, I suppose, different genres together. You are, as you said, there's a cloak and a comfort zone of that. It's still humour and laughter. Yeah. This is not a serious debate. But it does give you... You're giving a lovely forum for people to have an honest and productive discussion.
Exactly, yeah. I think it's that, yeah. It's really important for it to be open and honest, and for there to be room to make mistakes and so on. Obviously, making mistakes and stirring the pot or being devil's advocate are two very, very different things. And so I think it's very important, because there might be audience members that don't realise some of the things that we'll be talking about, and hopefully they'll come out and they'll have more of an interest, or they'll have more of an insight. They'll be driven to do something about it, or at least they'll notice it next time that they see it in the news. And it is, yeah, it is mainly positive, even though it will be, there'll be a lot of negative things discussed, you know, that, I mean, the world's on fire, but you know, it's not, yeah. Things aren't going great, but and so there is lots to get through, and we won't be able to get through it all. And I mean, my comedy is, it's definitely feminist, but I wouldn't always say that it's, you know, being deliberately politically correct or anything. I think it is important to, we are able to keep people feeling safe and and considered and still be funny about it without, you know, punching down. And so, yeah, that's very much what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to open up the forum, pass the mic along, keep the door open, let everybody in. And I mean, it's not as if I'm a martyr there. It's like I'm just a silly woman. I'm just a clown at the end of the day. That's all I am.
Well,
so I really am excited to hear what the panelists have to say, and I'll definitely come away having learned something. So I really hope that the audience do too.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's already a tremendous success. I mean, you headlined the comedy stage at this year's Knockin' Stockin'. You performed at the Vodafone Comedy Festival. You hosted the Funny Fish stage at the inaugural Something of the Water Festival. And you were also at Electric Picnic and Edinburgh Fringe. So, and you've already been out there with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, I mean, so those were all me doing my stand-up, my straight-up stand-up, so not bringing in the panellists and everything. So this is a first, like, this show that I'm doing for the Dublin Fringe. It's the inaugural, what's the word? It's the first time I'll be
inaugural. Fantastic. Yeah, I love that word. Just say the first.
I don't know. Yeah, the first. Yeah, no, this will be the first time that I'll be performing it in performing anything in this format. The format was actually an idea of a friend of mine. And so, yeah, all of those have been stand-up. It's all been just straight stand-up up until now. Now, there will, as part of the Dublin Fringe show, I will be doing stand-up at the start just to kind of get everybody into the mood and to get everybody understanding the tone that I'll be bringing and so on. And then, you know, like I said, it'll be funny afterwards, and I might sneak in some of my stand-up jokes during the panel discussions as well. But yeah, it's different. It's scary. It is a different thing for me entirely, but it's really exciting.
It's really exciting. And I honestly think it's what audiences want now. I mean, you know, as you said, you're bringing together a caucus of experience. You're bringing understanding, creativity and academia. Yeah. To really acknowledge that we're all still learning together. But at the same time, making people laugh in the process. And people will go away with some tools for navigating, do you know what, the nonsense that's facing us today in modern society. Won't they really, Bláthaín?
They will, well, hopefully. That's what the aim is. I really do kind of hope that people, or at least ways to deal with having to hear it, you know?
Yes.
Because if you can, you know, if there's one thing that triggers someone out in a bar or something like that, or upsets someone for having to hear it, because you never know who's around you. And like, I mean, if you can turn that into remembering a joke that you heard on a panel show or something, then, if I help one person, I'll be happy.
It's wonderful. You were a presenter here in Near FM. I mean, and have you been a student of Kimberly William Crenshaw? I mean, she was the lady who really, I suppose, coined that phrase intersectionality or intersectional feminism. What's been your journey to come to this in terms of your own career and your education?
Well, I mean, honestly, and I'm, and this is true of so many other women that I know and so many other feminists that I know, I would have been one of those women that kind of had their own inbuilt kind of misogyny, and would have been one of those women that would be like, oh, I just don't like girls. I just get along better with boys and things like that. And it was only when I went on a trip with Near FM, actually. It was a feminist radio trip, so it was to learn about feminism in radio. We went to the Basque Country. I made a friend there, and she remained a really good friend for a good long time. She's actually moving away now. And she kind of really showed me what I was doing with that kind of ingrained misogyny that I had, even though I still considered myself a feminist, that I wasn't really acknowledging it in the same way that I should. And so then it was just all growth from there. It's not as if I'm ever thinking I'm always right or anything like that. You have to be able to be open and learn new things and listen to other people. And so she really gave me that gift to be able to move on with that. And then, sure, like same as anyone. Like, I mean, you know, then since then I've made friends with disabilities. I've made friends who are people of colour, not just women of colour. You know, it's not just even women, it's people. It's everybody that the patriarchy affects negatively, really. That's what feminism is about. It's not necessarily about women, it's about the patriarchy and it's terrain. It's I think it's just in the same as hopefully anyone has had without kind of being too conscious of it, or a lot of people have, even if they are conscious of it. And so it's just, yeah, being willing to learn and to realise that, yeah, you, even though you might be bottom of the food chain in some ways, that you might be top of the food chain in other ways, and there's ways that you can help other people, and that might be a bit of a responsibility in ways. Yeah. And also laugh about it.
Absolutely. Laugh out loud about it. Well, do you know what? It's hilarious. And it will be, as you said, it will be hysteria, because just think panel discussion meeting tipsy bitching at the after sesh. I love it, Bláthnaid. And it's going to be every night, starting tomorrow night from 7 p.m. at the Drop Dead Twice, upstairs at Drop Dead Twice there on 18 to 19 Francis Street there in Dublin. So get out there, get your ticket. We're going to put everything on our social media pages as well for you, Bláthnaid. But it's part of the French Festival, and dare I say it, it's the best thing at the French Festival. So get out there.
And I love the
blah, blah, blah. I love it. And, you know, it's going to be amazing. So get your tickets, and congratulations, Bláthnaid. Don't be nervous. It's going to be amazing. And as you said, people are going to come away with some very, very good, not only humour, but they're going to come away, I guess, having their thoughts and maybe their biases. And as you said, their stereotypes and maybe underlying... misconceptions. They're going to have those ironed out with a really wonderful panel. So
hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the end.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. Bláthnaid de Burka, thank you very much for chatting to us on the Art Show this evening.
Thank you so much for having me, Moira. Have a good night.
You're very welcome. You too. Good night.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.